Good morning. Joining us today in the studio on the morning interview to talk about healthy lifestyles is Helena Van Veen. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning.
And Helena, you're the health educator over at Search, or one of many health educators.
Yes, correct.
Right, in the health promotions department. And you have a class coming up next week that people probably going to be interested in.
Yes, it's called the Healthy Lifestyle Sessions, and I have advertised for it a lot in the past. It's been a great class and seemed successful, so Search has kept it on. It's a great support program for people who are interested in helping with any kind of chronic disease, like heart disease, diabetes prevention. They want to learn to eat healthier. They might need that group rapport to help them to on their journey for weight loss. So it meets a lot of needs.
Okay, so is it a class for people who aren't feeling particularly healthy, or is it a class for people who want to just remain healthy? What's the approach, I wonder?
I think anybody who wants to remain healthy or is on a journey towards better health, anybody can come. We've had people who said, well, you know, I'm pretty good with all of my numbers, meaning their blood pressure and blood sugar and all that. I don't know what I would offer to the class, but, you know, those are great support people. They have great input a lot. I think they're great encouragers. And, you know, they learn new things. We learn from each other as well as with the dietitians. For example, you know, we have people who come in there and say, oh, you know, I've just been trying to not eat butter as much as I am. And, you know, someone will say, oh, well, you know, I use, you know, salsa on my potato instead of butter. Or, you know, so we really do learn a lot from each other, get new ideas from each other. Offer support to one another. It's a great little support group too.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, there's lots of support groups in town, you know, from depending on whatever issue you want to approach. And everybody's at a different place in all of these groups. So it's not like everybody has sort of uniform, you know, approach to life. So I'm glad to hear that Healthy Lifestyles has, you are, there's a spectrum of people who can and should attend. So
yes,
sessions start next week, October 2nd, and that's a Tuesday, right?
Correct. Every Tuesday.
Tuesday, noon to 1, building 223 on Tongass Drive. Which building is that exactly?
It's this little house across from Mount Edgecombe Hospital.
Okay.
It's one of the little houses that has the wheelchair ramp that goes straight from the sidewalk up to it. So I hope that's helps mark where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they could park behind that building or in the MEH parking lot. I suggest parking behind. There's a lot of spaces behind the building.
Okay. And folks should bring their own lunch?
Yes, please. We do not provide lunch, but it's a short 1 hour session.
Okay.
With a lot of good information that you get. And yeah, so if you are starving, just bring your own lunch or a snack. We don't mind if you're eating. We completely understand.
All right. Is there an age range for folks who should be coming?
Right now there is. It's 18 years and older.
It's not just talk. You're hoping for some action too.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
Tell us about the goals of the class.
Well, the main two goals of the program is to lose 7% of your body weight and to increase your physical activity up to 150 minutes a week. And in the program, the sessions that you learn, we give you the tools to help you to do that. And we mostly focus on lifestyle change. There's always a lot of fad diets. You know, right now, keto is really in. A few years back, it was the HCG. The Atkins, and, you know, nothing against any of those, but we really zoom in on lifestyle changes. We deal with the emotional part of eating. Usually we get all or nothing people. Either they're 100%, I'm doing all of this, and the minute they, like, slip or have a day or two, they completely give up and they have a hard time letting it go and almost forgiving themselves, like, oh, gosh, I'll never do it, and they just give up. Or we, you know, that leads to the nothing end of, I can't ever do this, you know, so I think that we're hard on ourselves. And in this class, we try to address the all or nothing, like, you know, you didn't blow it because you had some chips, you know. In reality, most of us aren't strict eaters. So we really work on moderation, proportion, and stressors in life, triggers, those kinds of things.
And there's a lot of media messages out there that you must be battling in a class like this, because I have a feeling the lifestyle changes you're talking about are not necessarily dramatic. You know, maybe it's like walking up the hill to check your mail rather than driving every time and stuff like that.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And yet, you know, if you spend any time watching commercial television, you're kind of bombarded by
food ads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, you see people happily playing and they're, you know, going to Dunkin' Donuts or something. And again, nothing against any of those. We live in a world where, you know, we celebrate with food. We try to remove the label of taboo, like, oh, you know, you can't have that Cheeto or you can't have that Snickers. Well, you know, those aren't the best foods for us, but in reality, you might have one. And just having the tools of knowing, you know, when to pull away, if you do eat a heavier meal or you know you're going to have cake at a birthday party, that maybe you'll eat a lighter lunch that day, or just, you know, take an extra walk. Or like you said, park way far in the parking lot at C-Mart and get those extra steps in. It is a true saying, if you don't move it, you lose it. It is true. We want to keep moving and going just for a better quality of life.
Helena, there's an activity goal to the class of 150 minutes a week of activity?
Yes.
Right? So what are some of your approaches to getting people up to that target?
Well, I like to start with doing, right now I'm doing a walking group every Tuesday, noon to one at Totem Park, and I do the same with the healthy lifestyle sessions. I'm always willing to try something new. I'm willing to walk 2 days a week with them, whether it be meeting at community schools up above where that you can do the walking track, because, you know, we're coming into fall, or meeting at Totem from noon to one. I try to, you know, present support for them or encourage them to maybe get with each other. And we start off small with, you know, like the first time we address it, we ask them to, you know, can you walk 50 minutes this week? And squeeze it in the 7 days, whether it's a 10-minute walk here or a 5-minute walk there. We really encourage that. It doesn't have to all be 30 minutes at once. You know, it can be 10 minutes broken 3 times during the day. So we really try to, again, remove that all or nothing. Every bit counts and every bit is towards health.
Hearing you talk about this, Helena, I wonder if you're one of those people who believes that we can build healthier habits just sort of through practice.
Yes, we can. I've witnessed it. I've watched it. You know, just working in health promotions through the years, watching people increase their physical activity, who have gone through healthy lifestyle sessions, I've watched them out there all of a sudden walking across the bridge. And it's like, oh, I know that person. I remember when they, you know, just didn't know where to start. And it just took starting, you know, getting somebody to meet with, and now they're doing solo by themselves. So it does take time. And we stress that in class, change takes time. The biggest part is, I think, is just when you fall off the wagon, or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, it's okay. You just get back up and keep going.
I would think that this past month, September, has been the ideal month. If you were going to develop a walking habit, this would have been the month.
It really would have. It has been gorgeous. I've been really lucky with the walking club.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for a not too terrible October.
Right.
Anyway, Helena, we have just a couple minutes left, but you mentioned that you focus on diet as well, and you actually have people attend the class, professionals, to talk about this.
Yes, we do. We have the registered dietitian over at Search. Her name is Catherine Carroll. She's new. I'm really excited to have her, and she's excited to come in and teach the healthy lifestyle session. She'll be teaching 4 sessions. We have her come in again to talk about healthy eating, increasing fiber, moderation proportion. And she's a great resource, I find, that if someone has a question about a fat, you know, I'm a health educator, but she's a professional, that she can tell you exactly, you know, why we need fat, you know, why we should limit fat. I think fat gets a bad name. and she can address all those questions.
All right. Is there any cost for the class?
It is free.
Okay.
Free to anybody.
And you've done this before, right?
Yes.
And so do you take repeat customers?
Yes, we do. I encourage that if they just want to pop in to while the dietitian's there, just or during the physical activity talks, we encourage just to come in and get a refresher.
Okay. And do people need to register in advance?
They don't, but it helps. If they call me, Helena Van Veen, at 966-8914, or email me at helenav@search.org, helenav@search.org. I respond to emails and phone calls.
Okay, and just people can let you know that they'll be there.
Yeah, and they could always bring a friend. Again, it's really for everybody. We do encourage, again, adults, just because during that hour, if you have a kid or a child with you, they tend to, you know, get bored.
Mm-hmm. Helena Van Veen is a health educator in health promotions over at Search. She'll be leading a healthy lifestyle sessions beginning next Tuesday, October 2nd. It'll be every Tuesday through December 18th, noon to 1.
Correct.
In building 223.
Right. And we do break for holiday, so, you know.
All right.
Like Thanksgiving, that sort of thing.
Great. Helena, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.